Did you know that there are 200 CIA spies that are hidden underground all over the United States? Underground, 200 at all times. And this is true of all countries in the world that have nuclear weapons. They have spies that are underground. Did you know that? Hi, friend. Welcome back. This is my spy attire because we're going to be talking about five things that I learned from an interview with a former CIA spy. Welcome. Come and join me and come close. Let's talk about it. I would love to do something different today and hopefully more interactive. Could we work together, partner together, so that this is beneficial to the two of us? And let me tell you what I would like to do. I would like to read the quotes from the former CIA spy. And then I want you to prayerfully think about what Bible passages comes to your mind. Even if it's one, share it in the comments. Share it to encourage, inspire someone else. And we can exchange them and say, he said this, let's see what the word of God says that can enlighten our minds and our thinking. So when I give you what came to my mind, I am sure that there are others. And you might say, well, look at this, and we can help all of our DNA cousins, okay? So please join me and let's do this study together. Let's get started. This is a quote from the former CIA spy. We are wired to decide or make decisions by emotions. Interesting. Reasoning through the lens of emotions equals distortions. Now, the background to this is, remember, they are spies. They are taught. They study human psychology. They study a lot of other things. And they are taught to learn these things so that they can get information that is beneficial to the government, to their mission. In other words, they learn what makes us tick. They are informed generalizations about humans' psychology. Remember who you are. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature, and old things have passed away. Habits have to be retrained by what? The renewing of our minds. I thought about two passages. The first one is 1 Corinthians 13:12, and I like the New Living Translation for this particular verse. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. We rarely cannot trust our feelings. We don't see things completely. We see things distorted. And that's what they're saying. And that's how they're able to, one way they're able to get to people. Because we as humans with unregenerated minds and with regenerated minds that are not yielded and studying the word on a regular basis for the Holy Spirit to transform us, we tend to yield first to our what? Feelings. Here's the other thing that I believe the Holy Spirit impressed on me when I was doing this.
The next verse is
from Hebrews 11, starting from verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, not by feelings, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that which is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Faith, not feelings. What first came to your mind when I said that? What are you thinking about now? Please share it with me. Let's go to the second quote from this former CIA spy. All humans are unhappy or miserable. We use this knowledge and we use it by using our skills to manipulate for access, to get information, to get into where they need to go. Remember, we're talking about people who have been given specialized training to infiltrate, manipulate, access, kill on behalf of their government. We're talking about spies. So what comes to your mind about that? All humans are unhappy or miserable. What verse do you think about? Tell me first before I share mine with you. What did you come up with? I thought about this one. From John 7, I'm using the ESV this time. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Here's another one. This is from John 15, ESV. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you." We are loved. It's in the past because it's complete. We're loved in him. I had to add that. "Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." So we do not find joy or peace or happiness. We don't find it in the world. And here's a former CIA spy saying they're trained to know that all people are unhappy and miserable. But Jesus Christ told us that we can find joy in knowing that we are loved and following his commandments and finding joy that he has in himself, in his joy in the Father that he gives to us if we abide in him. He said it way more simple than what I just did. I kind of went all over the place. But friends, our joy is not found in us, in another person, in any other person, in any possessions we have. We know this. Nothing satisfies. And if it does, it lasts for just a even chocolate chip cookies. We can only find fullness of joy in the love of God and in abiding and dwelling with him. Let's do number three. Nuggets are hidden in the noise. He said that they are trained to listen. So, what does that remind you of? Nuggets are found in the noise. Please write down in the comments what you thought about when I said that. He said that they sit still and they listen. And then let's hear what our God told us in the Word. From Psalm 46:10, ESV again. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. I struggle with being busy, and it's not because I'm a very active person. If I say that, I lie, but I'm very active in my mind. The busyness of this world can derail us. Worldliness can cloud us, and even busyness doing what we think our church activities can stop us from intimacy with God. Because intimacy only comes in spending time and studying a person and being near to them and being quiet to hear what they're thinking and their thoughts. When last have you asked God? Instead of telling him, when last have we? Because we're partnering, we're friends, we're cousins. When last have we asked God, what are you thinking? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? Done three. Write it in a comment. What were your thoughts? Now, I want you to know I'm only sharing five things, but there's a whole lot more. If you want to hear more, you're going to have to put it in the comments for me to revisit. I took notes. And also, I will probably share his name at a future time. He and his wife now both have a podcast. Interestingly enough, his wife is also a former CIA spy. They met while they were both in the CIA. I will probably share that at some random time because there's so many interesting nuggets that you can learn for yourself. Here's number four, the use of repetition. I'm not quoting this. He said they had to learn so many things, and one of it to be personable. They needed to know people's names because you're trying to get to know someone so you can give valuable information. You're trying to get to know things about them. So how do you learn all these facts? These are ordinary people. So guess what they use? Guess. Dun, 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 dun. Guess, what did you write down? They use repetition. They use repetition. It's nothing fancy. They're not using some special tablet or some special computer program. Repetition, calling someone's name and repeating it in the conversation many times so that when they walk away, that name is fixed in their mind. Repeating a fact or repeating what that person said on it. Repetition. Repetition. What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of? I've got one. Let me share with you. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, ESV, the Lord told the children of Israel, you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. Repetition. We also learn in 2 Timothy 2:15. I memorized this one as a child in Christian camp, Camp Lawana, and it was this. And it is, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I guess it was King James. Study to show thyself approved. We are to speak of his word, repetition. I believe that I got to number four. And there's so much more. Now, my number five is how I end. And number five is, I told you that there are 200, he told us in his interview. He said that there are 200 CIA spies.
At all times.
Underground. And I didn't tell you why they're there. He said they're there because they're there to, at any time, if there is a nuclear threat to the United States, they are prepared them and a partner to put in the key that they wear on their necks, and the keys have to come together to put in a code that would set off nuclear weapons against the enemy, whoever is attacking. That is not unique to the United States, but it's something he shared. But the thing is, he said at all times, there are 200 people underground. And as we walk about minding our own business, we don't know what's happening underground. We don't know what's happening in other countries. We don't know because we're not spies. But that also brought to mind something. And I wanted to leave with this. But first, what does that bring to your mind? Think about that. For this one, let's go to 2 Kings 6. I'm not giving the whole background, but I am going to read a part of the story. When the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And they're all around us. Thank you for coming back. I am so happy that you joined me, you accepted my invitation, you bothered to click. I'm really blessed and grateful. I like my DNA cousins. I like this community. I thank you. I hope that this again blessed you in some way, encouraged you, inspired you. I hope you learned lessons from this former CIA spy, but even more lessons from the Word of God. Come back again. Remember now, please, I would appreciate it if you were the thumbs this up, if it encouraged you in some way, is to help the algorithm of YouTube and to share with a friend. And of course, if you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon. And look for some of my YouTube shorts and check them out. They will bless, inspire, and encourage you. Peace and thank you.